Happy birthday, Cookie Exchange! I can't believe it's been a year. In some ways, it seems much longer, and in others, it seems much less. Birthdays are a great opportunity to look back, review memories, and celebrate. We need these kinds of milestones to shift our focus. I know I get wrapped up in what needs to be done and the requirements of the day, which makes me lose track of how far I've come. Several years ago, my husband and I bought a fixer-upper. This fixer-upper didn't just need a fresh coat of paint and minor repairs. No, we gutted the house down to drywall and subfloor, and even some of that was removed. My husband used to build custom homes, so we did the vast majority of the work ourselves. We worked on one project after another, the tasks seemingly endless. We eventually realized we needed to take time to appreciate and enjoy what we had accomplished. Focusing on endless tasks and improvements is exhausting. Looking back to review progress is refreshing. As my husband and I look back, we realize now that we had no idea what we were getting into when we bought our house. We both agree, had we known the extent of work up front, we probably wouldn't have done it. I can say that about the Cookie Exchange, too. But isn't that the way with God? He leads us one step at a time. He doesn't reveal the entire mountain we're climbing. If he did, we would be discouraged. Instead, he shows us just a few steps of the path before us and encourages us to take the next step. Occasionally, he turns us around to enjoy the view. It is only appropriate that we stand in awe and overflow with gratitude. One of the themes of the Bible is a call to remember. Digging into this theme would make for a meaningful study, as the word speaks of what to remember, what causes us to forget, and the consequences of remembering or forgetting. One reason remembering is so important is that it helps us understand what God is doing and results in greater faith. The first part of Luke 24, verse 6, provides a perfect example of this, as two angels address the women at the tomb. They say, "He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you?" Sometimes we need a reminder or some sort of prompt to encourage us to take a break to remember. Milestones such as birthdays or holidays can serve such a purpose. These are the perfect opportunities to review what God has taught you, how far He has led you, His promises, or how He has worked. Remembering helps us identify how He has proved Himself time after time. If we do not remember, the signs of His work and power may slip by, unrecognized. This week, I am taking time to look back and remember. I plan to mentally leaf through the memories, messages, and lessons as I would an old photo book. This is also a week to celebrate. I am grateful that you have joined me here in the Cookie Exchange. It would be wonderful if we could all join together for a party. Would you celebrate with me this week? Although we can't meet together physically, we can join in technology. What has been your favorite cookie post? Please share with us in the comment section. Don't worry if you don't remember the title of the post. You can simply write, "It's the one about..." I'll look up the title and include a link to it in my reply comment. I'd love to hear what has been most valued or meaningful to you. It would also be helpful to other readers, especially those who have joined just recently. Which cookies are you keeping in your cookie jar? Again, thank you for joining me here in the Cookie Exchange and for sharing this resource with your friends and family. It has truly meant so much to me. I have especially enjoyed interacting with you through the comments section. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Thank you.